Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Dallas County EMS Director Mike Thomason. So we are talking about some issues that Dallas County EMS is having with staffing. Now, you've been able to hire some new employees recently, but you were telling me the hardest part is keeping them. What can you tell me about this situation?
Okay, so in a nutshell, Dallas County borders Polk County, and a lot of Polk County urban has moved into Dallas County. To look at that, Dallas County has a very rural aspect to it, but also has a very urban aspect to it. Approximately half the population lives in urban, and half the population lives in rural. The issue that Dallas County EMS is currently having is we have been a rural service, so we've kind of always paid the rural wages. But because we're so urban as well, a lot of our staff is leaving us to go into the urban setting because the urban pays a little bit more. It's even reaching out to Panora, where Panora's having that issue as well, and even Boone County. So it's not just us. It's further reaching than just us, Stewart as well. So what we're running into is getting qualified medics at the right price. Right now, a good analogy someone put to me is if your inventory's high, like the water level of a lake, you don't notice the rocks at the bottom. And when the water level drops or the inventory drops, you notice all the problems and all the rocks. And I think that's what's happened. Dallas County EMS has lost some staff. Our water level's decreased. We've seen a lot of rocks. Now we understand what the rocks are that are holding us back. And that usually is the wages. We can also change work hours as well, but right now wages are our biggest hurdle.
Okay. When you're hiring new paramedics, what are you looking for in an employee?
So when I look for an employee, I have a lot of my staff doing a lot of the hiring. And what I've coached them throughout the years when we look for a staff member is a good employee first. We train on medics. We train on our skills. We train on calls and stuff like that. So I first look for ultimately a good person, a good employee, because that person, that employee has to go in and build a relationship immediately with their patient and the patient's family. So if I may have someone that's super smart, super great at being a paramedic, but has absolutely no bedside manner. And if that bedside manner is lacking, that patient's family isn't going to trust them, even though they may be in the best hands of the world. So you got to have a balance of both person that's a person, good bedside manner, as well as good medical skills. So it's a real tough line to follow. And generally speaking, at this point in time, now we have to pay for that type of person because Des Moines is hiring up to 80 people, the metro is. And 80 paramedics in this area, when they graduate only 15 to 20, that takes a lot of surplus out.
Now, you have probably the highest turnover rate of any department in the county. What are you trying to do to really hold on and retain those employees?
So we do have one of the highest turnover rates, and I don't know the exact numbers. I want to say we were back in the 30 to 40% turnover rate. One of the issues that we combat with is we're EMS only, and some people that join us use us as a stepping stone to get into the metro, to get into a fire service. A lot of people want to be a fireman. A lot of fire departments will use EMS to help with revenue because 80% of your calls in a fire department are EMS related, 20% of them are fire related. You're going to use EMS for revenue side and call status. So what we do for retention is we try to make sure that, one, it's a good environment that they work in, that they feel like they have a voice in the say. Medicine changes daily. I mean, face it, we go back in the dark ages, we used to do bloodletting and leeches. You know, so as medicine changes, people want to be, they got in this field to make a difference. So sometimes they go out and study, hey, this is a newer med, this is a new style, this is a new direction. So what they're trying to do is make a difference in someone's life. So we listen to that. That helps with retention. We don't try to do top-down management. We try to let them have a voice in what's new and what's next. And then obviously pay is the next thing. We're about $12,000 less for retention wages, which is a significant amount when you're looking at trying to keep someone longer than 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the wages. Do you feel like that's the sort of solution that you need, or is there other maybe underlying issues?
Oh, there's always underlying issues. We could look at changing hours, offering different shifts. Money's not always the problem and not always the answer. We need the flexibility to change the hours. Right now, because of the certain situation that we're dealing with, which is called calculated overtime, it kind of mandates a 24-hour shift with 48 hours off. So if we could go more of an hourly pay, because currently our medics make $12.30 an hour, which when you look at it is not a very good wage hourly. So a lot of people say, why join it if that's our wage? Obviously, they work 56 hours a week, so they get 16 hours of overtime every week. That then helps out with the year-end salary. So what we're looking at trying to do is go more of an hourly wage, represent their worth as an hourly wage, and then build shifts around it so someone could do a 12-hour shift instead of having to do 24 hours. So shift-wise, trying to modify that. We don't have any living requirements. We have in-house. We may pick up some call time where we allow those that do live local to be able to work for less, you know, for call time. So hopefully we can do some variety, but yeah, starting with wages and then working from there.
All right. One last question here for you. What would you say to a prospective paramedic employee to kind of convince them to give Dallas County EMS, give you the opportunity to show them that this is where they should be?
Right. Well, that's a really good question because we actually are dealing with that now. We have six EMTs that are currently in paramedic school. And of course, we're trying to attract them. We're trying to recruit them. We go back to what I initially said. I tried to manage not a top-down method, but more of a bottom-up method. I let the staff help make decisions. Not ultimately, they don't make the decisions, but they help make decisions in the direction of Dallas County EMS. So example, let's say a preschool wants a CPR class or a first aid class. These guys get to go out there and help teach those kids. They start to enjoy it. They say, hey, let's do more with the community. And they go out and start recruiting classes. So they're actually participating in the events, changing in medicine, if new meds. We just changed the protocol basically because of a new medication or a new style of medication that came out that helped out. But it was brought from the staff that said, hey, listen, we've seen this in other places. Let's bring it in here. So the ability to make changes, positive changes, the ability to be part of the group, I think it allows them to have some ownership. And I think that's the biggest key. If you feel like you have ownership, you're not working. And I think that's what we try to promote.
All right. Anything else about Dallas County EMS that you wanted to mention to our listeners?
No, I just want to make sure that people recognize that it's not always about the ambulance services. I want to make sure that I stress that there's a lot of volunteers out there in your community that don't get recognized. And it's a pretty tough job to do it voluntarily. And these guys put in a lot of hours, a lot more than what we put in.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mike Thomason. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.